Good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's 12:36 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2020. Yeah, I didn't get out before noon, but I needed to get out, get the wind in my hair. It's in the middle 50s today. I got kind of sidetracked. Got my words done by 10 o'clock, but then lost track of time. And next thing I know, it was already noon, so it's like, well, I don't have a really good excuse to not go, other than it's too late, which is, when you come right down to it, pretty lame. So, yeah, even though this is talking on my morning walk, I'm talking in the afternoon. Deal with it. So, my new hard drive should arrive today. Those of you who were offering a great deal of very welcome advice, I did order a solid-state drive, which in theory I can just plug into this laptop. I also have some new memory coming, some additional memory, and that should bring the this laptop up to, well, if not modern specs, because it's 8 years old. But at least up to relatively recent. The solid-state drive should make a big difference. The memory won't hurt. It's not that I do a lot of stuff with memory. It's not that I need a lot of memory to deal with. What little I do. But I think the podcast processing should go faster, because that's disk intensive. It's also memory intensive, so those two things should help. Also, I always have two browsers going, one for my stuff, one for Sifu stuff, and then I keep Thunderbird running on that machine. So there's a lot of stuff that happens on it all the time, which is, I think, with the six bad blocks, or six bad sectors, whatever it is, that are on it, every once in a while, something falls into one of those sectors, and I have to reformat, well, not reformat, I have to clean the disk. But given that it's something over 8 years old, which is probably understated, because I think the machine itself is closer to 10. Can't imagine it's been turned off 25% of the time I've owned it, but you never know. Anyway, the new drive is coming today. I don't know if I'm gonna... The memory's not supposed to be here till next week, which is rather tedious. They said it would be here in 2 days. But apparently it's coming from a third-party vendor. I don't get prime shipping on it, so it is what it is. I haven't decided what distribution to put on. It's got to be one of the Linux, obviously, but I don't know which one. I've been looking at Salient. It's supposed to be a lightweight version. Arch is a lightweight, allegedly lightweight, although the reality is, one of the reasons I'm looking at it is because it has a lot of flexibility built into it, particularly that it will run Steam. It took a while to figure out how to build the drive, the boot drive. The problem is, I've been messing around with an old Compaq, which is like a really old Compaq. It's like a 2 megahertz device. It's 64-bit, but it's just barely 64-bit. It worked pretty well for... I used it for a Minecraft server for people in the house. It worked like a champ. Until we overrode the memory. And then once you get beyond, I think it's only rated for 4 gigs. Once you get beyond the 4 gigs, things were iffy. Lag was huge. Put a few thousand cattle in a pen and it got ugly. Actually, it was chickens. I built a chicken machine that generated chickens. It collected all the raw eggs, the loose eggs, and incubated them. Hatched the chickens. Now, what did you do? That's not how you do it with Minecraft. With Minecraft, you collect the eggs and you throw them. And every once in a while, when you break one, it becomes a chick. At least that's how it used to work. I don't know if that works that way anymore. That was a big truck. A big noisy truck. There's another one coming. So anyway, I built an automated chicken maker that collected the eggs, chucked them. And I didn't have to run it very long. Server mode, the world was always there, so it would just keep, the chickens would keep laying and eggs would keep collecting and the chucker would keep chucking them until there were too many eggs, too many chickens. And then the whole server crashed because it was just too many things. Ah, the good old days. Every once in a while I think, I had to go play Minecraft. And I think, no, Minecraft is not the right answer. Minecraft is too attractive. EVE Online's bad enough. Skyrim is bad enough. But I'm going to put the new drive in and then probably boot a USB. Version of probably Mint. Although, if I understand correctly, I could get Ubuntu Cinnamon. I've got the Bionic Beaver on it now, which I think is the 18 LTS long-term service. I don't want to go through this like every few weeks. So I suspect the next long-term service is going to be 20. I don't know how close we are. I know 19.3 is the current version of Mint, which is pretty close to Ubuntu. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm happily tinkering. I went through some of the oldest machines and put software on them so that they can run. I did that some time ago, and I just went through to make sure that the notes I had on them were correct. One of them wasn't, so I fixed that. So I just sort of been tinkering. the roof's all on his senior assisted living place. Looks like it's all wrapped in Tyvek. Oh, they're putting windows. They've got windows in. I just noticed. Come on up, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. They got, at least on this end, they've got windows in. Cool. Yeah. I'm in out of the breeze, out of the wind. There's a little bit of a breeze blowing. It's quite pleasant. Windbreaker, sweatshirt. I got the hoodie unzipped. It's really a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm glad I got out to walk. Even though, yes, I know it's not morning. I have done, I don't know, the last 3 days, because 4 days ago was the 29th, and I did walk outside for that. But I've been on the treadmill. Actually, I think I've got to erase the blue line. I could leave the blue line, just put a green line with it. Walk tonight too, that would be good. Today's the third. Yeah, okay, two blue nights. If I put in a third blue night tonight, that'll give me 4 miles today instead of two, which is really what I need to be doing. It's Tuesday night, I don't have anything going on. I've got a CIFWA board meeting at 3. Going through my calendar in my head, going through my schedule. The 17th, I'm going down to Denver. I'll be down in Denver most of the day. I think I get out around 2:30. I'm doing 3 different classes for Tom Locke, who teaches communications. And he wants me to get on and talk about the intersection of mass media and social media, which should be interesting. I'll be the only successful self-published author that they've had. And the difficulty is cops and dogs and everything going here. The difficulty is, of course, that having somebody replicate what I've done is not necessarily going to work if they're not producing the work. That's the part that always, that the people seem to trip on all the time. One of the guys that I knew way back, like 2008, 2009, 2010, guy wrote a book. Well, dirt. He wrote a thriller, and it was a pretty good thriller. And Amazon picked it up and gave it a little shot in the butt, and he sold a lot of copies. He got out like in the top 100 with that book. And then everybody kept asking, where's the next book? Where's the next book? Where's the next book? And he says, I'm not working on the next book yet. So it's like 5 years before he worked on the second book. And by then, everybody's forgotten the first book. It's gone. It doesn't matter anymore. And everybody was telling him back in the day, it's like, no, you gotta stop selling the one book. If you only got one book, don't try to sell it. Get a second book, and then you can try to sell the first book. And he didn't understand it. And I just saw him pop up on one of the communities that I'm in. It's like, if you could do it again, what would you do differently? And he's got this real long post about how, well, he had the one book and he spent way too much time marketing it, and he didn't realize it was wrong, and he really should have started the next book right away. And I'm sitting here going, dude, 25 of us tried to tell you that on the third day of your big sale of your book that was going to change your life, and you ignored it. So I guess the lesson there is, if 25 people are telling you something, and it's all the same thing, yeah, it might not work, but you might want to at least see if there's something there. That's a problem I have with RMFW. We've got a couple of people in positions of authority who really don't have the background to understand why what they're doing is wrong. And so when six or seven of us tell them, no, that's probably not a good idea, and they say, well, no, it is a good idea, we're going to do it. It's like, okay. I'm not sure how invested I am in bailing you out. Since a half dozen of us told you it was wrong to begin with. Be that as it may. Okay. I'm walking past the park. The willow trees, even the dead willow tree, is no longer dead. It's got a lot of yellow bark on some of the lower limbs. The one that was alive is only about half alive. It looks like about half of it died in the winter. It's a lot of scabby looking bark. Last quarter moon over there, rising off in the east. What do these big crab apples look like this morning, this afternoon? Yeah. Little red green tips, little leaf tips on them. Looking good. My big maple tree has got a lot of fuzzy red knobs on it. Looking good. Across the last street. Quiet here today. Middle of the day, Tuesday. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.